One test would be this. Imagine you are enclosed in a box, and you do not know whether the box is resting on the floor of a moving train or on solid earth, the latter being the standard of rest according to Aristotle. Is there a way to determine which it is? If so, maybe Aristotle was correct. Being at rest on the earth is special. But if you carried out experiments in your box on the train, they would turn out exactly the same as they would within your box on the stationary train platform, assuming no bumps, turns, or other imperfections in the train ride. Playing ping pong on the train, you would find that the ball behaved just like a ball on a ping pong table by the track. And if you are in your box and play the game at different speeds relative to the Earth, say at 0, 50, and 90 miles per hour, the ball will behave the same in all these situations. This is how the world behaves, and it is what the mathematics of Newton's laws reflects. There is no way to tell whether it is the train or the Earth that is moving. The concept of motion makes sense only as it relates to other objects. Does it really matter whether Aristotle or Newton is correct? Is this merely a difference in outlook or philosophy, or is it an issue important to science? Actually, the lack of an absolute standard of rest has deep implications for physics. It means that we cannot determine whether two events that took place at different times occurred in the same position in space. To picture this, suppose someone on a train bounces a ping pong ball straight up and down, hitting the table twice on the same spot 1 second apart. To that person, the locations of the first and second bounces will have a spatial separation of zero. To someone standing beside the track, the two bounces would seem to take place about 40 meters apart, because the train would have traveled that distance down the track between the bounces. According to Newton, the two observers have an equal right to consider themselves at rest, so both views are equally acceptable. One is not favored over another, as Aristotle had believed. The observed positions of events and the distances between them would be different for a person on the train and one beside the track, and there would be no reason to prefer one person's observations to the others. Newton was very worried by this lack of absolute position, or absolute space as it was called, because it did not accord with his idea of an absolute God. In fact, he refused to accept the lack of absolute space, even though his laws implied it. He was severely criticized for this irrational belief by many people, most notably by Bishop Berkeley, a philosopher who believed that all material objects and space and time are an illusion. When the famous Dr. Johnson was told of Berkeley's opinion, he cried, "I refute it thus," and stubbed his toe on a large stone. Both Aristotle and Newton believed in absolute time. That is, they believed that one could unambiguously measure the interval of time between two events and that this time would be the same whoever measured it, provided the person used a good clock. Unlike absolute space, absolute time was consistent with Newton's laws, and it is what most people would take to be the common sense view. However, in the 20th century, physicists realized that they had to change their ideas about both time and space. As we will see, they discovered that the length of time between events, like the distance between the points where the ping pong ball bounced, depends on the observer. They also discovered that time was not completely separate from and independent of space. The key to these realizations was new insight into the properties of light. They may seem counter to our experience, but although our apparently common sense notions work well when dealing with things such as apples or planets that travel comparatively slowly, they don't work at all for things moving at or near the speed of light.